Now you don't kneel down? Okay. Or if you're feeling tired, you might say that, I believe I'll go over to the bed and
go to sleep.
Go to sleep, mm-hmm. Or just lie down.
Yeah, go lie down.
Okay. And you might say if a person is really sick, he couldn't even sit up. He just in bed all day. He
yeah.
did what?
He's very, very sick.
Just lay in bed all
yeah.
day? What are these things that you see in your sleep? You say that this is what I...
A dream?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or you might say...
Nightmare?
Talking about the same thing. You say, often when I go to sleep, I...
Dream.
Yeah. But I can't always remember what I...
Dreamed.
Okay. And you might say you were dreaming, but all of a sudden I...
Roused up, I woke up.
Okay.
When you're having a pleasant dream, that's what usually happens. You wake up just before the good part comes.
Is that right? Tends to happen that way.
Yeah.
If you bring down your foot real heavy on the floor, you're doing what?
Stomp.
Stomp the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If a man meets a girl at a dance and he wants to see her home, he might say to her, "Well, may I?"
Wants to see her what?
He wants to see her home.
Oh.
He might say, may
I see you home, or carry you home, or walk with you home, take you home.
Yeah. Well, if you had to get a boat out of the water, you might tie a rope to it and
drag it.
Anything else, just
pull it.
Okay. Or if your car was stuck, you might ask somebody to give you
a push.
Give you a push.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a hunch.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've heard him say, how about giving me a hunch?
Okay. If you carried a very heavy suitcase for a long distance, instead of saying that I carried it, you might say
toted it.
Toted it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What about, have you ever heard that referred to in any other way instead of toted, maybe something else? You ever heard anybody say, I love that so far?
Yeah, I loved it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What about you might tell a little child, that stove is very hot, so...
Don't touch it.
Don't touch it? Okay. If there was a knife over there on that table and you wanted to send somebody for it, you might say, go...
Bring me the knife.
Go bring me the knife.
Old people used to say, go fetch me that knife.
Go fetch me the knife? Okay. If there's some children playing a game of hide and seek outside, what is it that you call the place that they have to run to so they'll be safe? They have to run to the what?
They're playing hide and seek, the home base?
Okay. Or maybe...
They've got a... particular tree, place that they have to outrun and beat it back to it. We call it the home base.
What do you call that thing at the end of a football field? It's the
goal.
The goal. Okay.
Football or basketball.
If you throw me a ball, I'm supposed to
catch it.
To catch it, huh? But I threw the ball and you
caught it.
Okay. Ball. Or you might say I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't.
Caught in.
Okay. If I tell you, well, let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll...
Wait for you,
okay. What about if somebody's got a smile on his face and something pleasant to say for everybody, you say, he sure seems to be in a good...
Good humor.
Good humor.
Mm-hmm.
What about if you had a hired man who's been loafing all the time and you might decide to discharge him. You might say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to
fire him or discharge him.
Okay. Alright. But what about after you've discharged him, he might come back to you and ask you to take him on again. He says, well, just give me
a chance.
Okay. Give me another chance.
Give me another chance.